The Ladner Minor Baseball Association is investing in its future with the biggest project in its long history. A $1.4 million indoor training facility is the centerpiece of the new Crommie Park master plan that also includes other significant upgrades to a venue that once was the hub of sports activity in the community. A recent special council meeting voted in favor of endorsing key terms of a draft construction and lease agreement with the baseball organization. City staff continues to negotiate with the LMBA on final form of the agreement that includes the nonprofit association being responsible for all construction costs. Under the 20-year deal, the building would be owned by Delta upon completion of construction and run by the LMBA. Talks with the city on a potential partnership actually began a number of years ago. Now the LMBA is about to proceed with an immense donation campaign while also securing a loan. Todd Allen is not only the LMBA president but a longtime teacher at Delta Secondary and lifetime resident. He says it's time Ladner has sports training options that will be attractive to young families. "We're dumping money into Richmond, sports training facilities, and paying Richmond people for training. The thought was this is something Ladner is lacking and baseball is growing. It kind of morphed into a much more serious conversation with the city then George, Harvey, became mayor. COVID then stalled everything initially," said Allen. "It's a good chunk of change but at the same time we are investing in the kids and their future in the community. This isn't a single baseball thing. This is for all of Delta to use. We've already reached out to Sawa Sen, amateur baseball, and they have agreed to take up a certain amount of time. Delta Fastpitch as well. We're also still out talking to people and if there are other youth user groups in Delta we want them. We will never use all the time." George, and counselors, Dylan, Kruger, and Alicia, Gishon, have been hammering away at this the last 3 or 4 years that it costs a fortune to live in Ladner. "It's a lot easier for a person that doesn't know anything to go out to Abbotsford, Langley and Chilliwack, so if you don't give a young family a reason to come here we are going to be a sea of childless empty nesters." LMBA Director of Special Projects Ray Van Marowick has been collaborating with the city since day one on the design of the 10,175-square-foot training facility and working alongside LMBA Treasurer Travis Taylor at getting the financing in place as well. "Some of it will be through the construction time and materials, from more of a corporate level," explained Van Marowick. "Personally, we're connected with Sport BC. They have approved us as a project so that we can collect money from individuals and issue tax receipts to them. We haven't started collecting money yet because we want to make sure we can get this going. Then we will really be doing a campaign to get donors to come forward." The baseball training center would be another significant recent addition to the city's amateur sports infrastructure that also includes the covered lacrosse box in Ladner, new pickleball courts, the new track at North Delta Secondary and field improvements, including Association Park. "Master plans are master plans, but we wanted this facility, we wanted to make sure it happens and the rest would follow," said Harvey. "It's about the kids. I want this to be a vibrant community that is inclusive to all ages and all age groups. You can see the pickleball courts and how successful they have been."